I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Bandits are accused of killing a Christian radio worker in Jharkhand State, India. Transworld Radio's Bill Early says they're in the early stages of the investigation into the death.
Mr. Ajay Kumar Topno was a colleague serving with TWR India, which is an indigenous partner organization, and he was apparently murdered. However, that matter is still under police investigation.
Topno was a church planter in the area where people don't read. Believers and family have been unsettled by his death. Next, Ghana's northern flood recovery promises to be difficult. While not directly affected, Oasis Institute's Ambrose Brennan says they're training the church's future leaders.
We are trying to emphasize that they become aware of some of the local needs around them, which, of course, with the flooding is definitely a need.
The training helps them prepare a response.
One aspect of that would be how to mobilize people together, how to get organizations together. We've kind of done a little of that with our Christmas parade,
which is a fundraiser for a community health clinic and opens doors for evangelism. An international steward has brought ministry leaders from 13 countries in the developing world to the United States for training, stewardship training. International Steward specializes in that. The ministry's founder, Chuck Roos, describes one of the biggest problems facing ministries in the developing world.
Economic dependence that the developing church has on North America in many ways strangles their potential for outreach.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. Get your free book at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get your copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.